so much over the weekend. I was shocked when I looked at and read the reports and saw on the SABC about what happened at the big PAC funeral over the weekend on Sunday for Zondeni Sobukwe, the wife of Robert Smangaliso Sobukwe. And I mean, it's just incredible. You have this scene where government had promised an official burial, and you had the defense minister, Nosofuma Pisan Kakula, there. You had the deputy president, David Mabuza, and they had to pull out, basically, because you've got these two sections, I don't even know if it's as simple as that, of the Pan-Africanist Congress, the PAC, fighting. And they took their fight to the funeral. Like, come on, man. Really? Not my place to tell you to do anything, but really? Really? I thought that was wrong. I thought sometimes for a funeral, and for that funeral as well, for the PAC, I mean, sheesh, that's not what you do, surely. Am I alone in that? I mean, what do you think about that? The idea of basically ruining, you know, having chaos at a funeral just because of sort of, you know, and someone who's died, someone who's a piece of history, because of present-day politics. I thought that wasn't really right. Talking of the complete opposite side of the spectrum, by the way, happy birthday to Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi. He turns 90 today. So he's 90. Right now he's 90. I mean, it's incredible how long he's been around. And I don't know how he's going to be remembered. I don't know how you feel about him at the moment, but you're welcome to share your views about how you feel about Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi. Remember, he came in and he spoke to us about 2 months ago now and said all sorts of really interesting things. I thought it was fascinating. But he had plenty to say 2 months ago. And you can go and look for the podcast of that conversation if you like. Coming up in the next little while, a big conversation with the South African Communist Party about state capture and the Hawks. We'll talk about what happened in Zimbabwe. We'll talk to the Tswane ANC. They're still confident that there'll be some sort of change in the metro this Thursday. I don't know if that's going to happen. I do think, and I was telling Griselda on SABC TV, so the other Griselda, you know, the other Griselda, Griselda Lewis, not Griselda Dudemarche, who we'll hear later. But I was talking about Julius Malema's position. I still don't think that he can actually give a metro to the ANC. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's just the way I see it at the moment. Now, then the ANC is calling for fresh elections in the major metros, Tswane and Johannesburg. They didn't in Ekurhuleni, that's also a coalition. I was interested in that. And then also after 8:30, we'll have a big mediated conversation about the power of social media, about what happened last week. So looking forward to that. And Tulus Ngesi, the Minister of Public Works, he'll be in a little later. You'll hear from him about the R500,000 braai areas for the ministerial houses. We'll talk about the ministerial handbook. There are other stories coming out yesterday as well. So looking forward to all of those conversations. We'll take your calls this morning at 0891 104 207. SMS us as 40938. And don't forget, you can send a WhatsApp voice note. It's 0614 104 107. And of course, you can tweet at SAFM Radio and at Stephen Critters. Good morning. It's Monday morning. It's cooler than it was last week. It's 12 minutes after 6.